7,781 miles away, there's a small island, my hometown, Taiwan. In the early 1940s, the American Air Force raided the entire island, hoping to eradicate the force of Imperial Japan. 50 years have passed, but it wasn't until 1998 when the Taiwanese rock star Wu Bai had his song Air Alert, which means Kong Shi Gimbo in Taiwanese, that we islanders started to wonder why the air raids have been forgotten. And those 277,000 victims were also left behind in history. A lot has changed since then. But the sirens will always go on during every midsummer day. Doing an air drill has always been part of my childhood routine. But it wasn't that worry about any potential explosions that would erupt my bright summer afternoon. All I could remember instead was that passion fruit flavored popsicles that I can get from a small bodega after early dismissal due to the drill. You know, doing a drill actually makes you thirsty. First, you have to poke your thumbs into your ears with the rest of your fingers covering your eyes. And our teacher will always remind us to keep our mouth open. Everything does make sense, but the mouth part, I guess the teacher just wouldn't want us to check throughout the entire drill. You know, none of those air drills is about protecting ourselves from the American Air Force anymore. Starting in 1978, the drill was officially instituted. Whenever the sirens goes on, the whole country will have to get into the wartime mentality. And nobody can wander in the street except for the radiant silence, which will trigger us into remembering our lifelong mission to reclaim the mainland China. Throughout the 50s, the airstrikes were only normal in our daily life. Although in 60s and 70s, only a few were spotted, the tension was still pretty high, and therefore, the necessity of all those drills. And these drills have slowly become our patriotic symbol. But for me as a kid, it was the same tediousness as when we had to sing our national anthem prior to the beginning of a movie at a movie theater, or when we just accept the military presence on our campus. So sirens, why not? Same logic applied to the United States as well. Just like the way that we accept the presence of National Guards in our daily life, and also the militarization of the police force since the early 2000s. But then, I remember my father used to tell me how horrendous it was to serve in the military in the 70s.
那个谁啊，被那个水鬼半夜给抓走了。
Which means so-and-so was murdered at the midnight by the Chinese Marine Corps who snuck onto the shore, or the Chinese cannons were spotted targeting Taiwan, getting ready to strike at any moment. Around that time, the sirens would go off at any moment. For me as a kid, I was just excited about another popsicle, but for my dad, who hadn't been home for almost a full year, was probably shivering with his loaded rifle in the trench, trying to get ready into the drill position. As the time has passed, we have become way too comfortable with all the sirens and the constant emergency, and even consider them as such hassles in our daily lives. Do we all still remember in April, May, and June this year, when the sirens of the ambulance storming through the streets, when the pandemic hits its peak? Or are we simply too overwhelmed by all those complaints about the inconvenience, the economic loss, or the violation of individual freedom? I mean, I'm still trying not to forget all those air raids again from the mainland China, from the United States, and the song of Wu Bai, where he was chanting, Kao Shi Gimbo! Kao Shi Gimbo! And most importantly, the despair of all those COVID patients and the frontline workers. So remember, whenever there's a siren going on, there's always somebody being reminded of all those horrendous days and the lives that were taken away by the explosions. Today, as we are standing on this ground with all the pipelines underneath us where explosions can potentially happen, what will we do? Nobody's gonna come here teach us. How do we know how to protect ourselves? How to evacuate? How to take care of each other? Look at what is happening on the West Coast with the wildfire. People are learning how to evacuate on spot. So when this is really happening, will we remember that history has warned us for numerous times? Or will we, as forgetful as we are, become one of those alarming examples to the rest of the world?
January 28th, 2020, Tuesday, just before 10 a.m. Bay Ridge Parkway near 19th Avenue, Brooklyn. Two contracted utility workers were severely burned when a leaky National Grid pipeline burst to flames. The explosion and the fire caused chaos in the street. Homeowners came running outside screaming in fear at their homes explode as well. January 28th, 2020, here in Brooklyn.
In 1985, the Philadelphia Police Department dropped two bombs on the rooftop of the MOVE townhouse compound. The resulting fire killed six MOVE members, five of their children, and destroyed 65 buildings in the area. MOVE was a nonviolent Black liberation organization that advocated against police brutality, animal cruelty, and industrial pollution. One of the two survivors of the bombing said that the police shot at anyone trying to escape. No one from the city government has ever been criminally charged for the attack.
In December 2016, there was a fracked gas pipeline rupture in Cook Inlet, Alaska. An estimated 8.8 million liters of natural gas was released into the Earth's atmosphere from the ruptured pipe per day. Hillcore Energy, the pipeline operator, said there was too much sea ice to do a repair mission.
On August 4th, 2020, 2,750 tons of ammonium nitrate blew up in the port of Beirut, in the capital of Lebanon. Over 200 people died, over 6,500 injured, and 300,000 displaced. This was number three in the world's largest explosion after Hiroshima and Nagasaki. This could have been prevented. Lebanon was already in profound chaos.
dealing with an inept leadership, a surge in coronavirus cases, a high poverty level, and an economic crisis. This could have been prevented.